Good afternoon. I'm Stanley Gaffrey.
And I'm Evan Davis.
And today we are here to introduce one of the most talented, dedicated, and genuine people we know. Most all of us know David through his time in the Blue Jacket, but a few of us have gotten a behind-the-scenes pass to a day in the life of David Townsend. And let me tell you, he holds his values more true than any individual we've met, living through his motto, learn always. David has grown so much through this organization over the past 7 years, but more than ever, serving the members. Whether it be as that scraggly-haired, voice-fluctuating, height remaining pretty much the same since high school chapter officer, to serving his state and now our national organization, David has always, always expanded outside his comfort zone.
This time last year, Stanley, David, and I were reunited after almost an entire semester apart so that we could watch David complete his journey as Delaware's national officer candidate. At the end of the convention, we were able to watch David fulfill this goal of his. Later that night, Stanley and David joined me in my hotel room so that we could hang out before David started his year of service. As soon as David got into the room, I eagerly asked him how he was feeling, to which David calmly sat down on the bed and said that when he got to his hotel room, he took his jacket off and he kind of just poked it, just to make sure it was still real. And at first, I was kind of frustrated. I was like, I need more information. Tell me how you're doing. But I realized that in that moment, David knew that it wasn't about him anymore. It was about how he was going to use this year to serve the members.
And now, without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, and our best friend.
And your 2016-2017 National FFA President.
Delivering his retiring address titled Find Home,
David Townsend.
Don't that feel real funky, y'all?
Growing up, most of us yearn for some kind of adventure. My siblings and I were no different. Our backyard was a setting for the lightsaber battles between the Sith Lords and Jedi Knights of Star Wars. The creek down the road from our house was a setting for tons of these adventures. Whether we were building forts or exploring new worlds, time seemed to stand still when we were in that space. As we got older, we craved larger spaces for new exploration. A feeling just in time for us to move down to the 16-acre undiscovered woodland where we now live. We would have competitions to see who could climb the tallest tree, we raced along the trail, and even went down a creek behind our house in a tiny aluminum boat we just kind of found there. We loved adventure. We loved taking on challenges outside of our comfort zone. And this often meant we would pursue the outdoors and go camping. Our brightly colored tents would dot the campsite like a miniature neighborhood. We would prepare for these trips with all the necessities. Pillows, blankets, books, games, flashlights, and of course, plenty of candy and snacks. Each evening we would gather in the largest tent for a late night of fun, games, and sugar. Our expectation for the evening was that we'd be awoken by a bear or the howling winds of a snowstorm. A more realistic expectation, however, was that we would be roused by the motion-sensored porch light only a few feet away from our front yard campground. Why we decided to camp out in the front yard, I don't know. Maybe it was the convenience of being able to stretch an extension cord from the house to connect to a TV, a fan, or to charge our electronics. Maybe it was the proximity to the bathroom or additional snacks. Maybe. It was that we knew we needed adventure, but we craved that feeling of home. See, even at a young age, we realized that home isn't necessarily a place. It's a feeling. Home occurs when we feel completely comfortable being the unique individuals we are created to be. Now, don't miss this. Home occurs when we feel completely comfortable being the unique individuals we are created to be. Some might even equate this feeling of home to our comfort zone, you know, a place that seems familiar. We are constantly told that in order to grow at all, we have to step outside of that comfort zone. And I absolutely agree. We need adventure. Usually what this looks like is pretty similar to our front yard camping escapades. We take small, calculated steps outside of our comfort zone and often bring that feeling of home with us. Or, in our case, we stay connected to home by an extension cord. What happens, however, when this situation of planned growth doesn't go as planned? You see, I like to call when we're able to step just outside of our comfort zone planned growth. With planned growth, we're going somewhere we've been before, like attending a conference for a consecutive year, a place that seems familiar, that we've been there before, and we feel slightly in control. With planned growth, we feel only partially uncomfortable and are able to successfully step just outside of our comfort zone into this little sweet spot called the growth zone. What happens, however, when we find ourselves in a situation that is completely new or out of our control? What do you do when something unexpected happens that takes you into the completely unfamiliar? What happens when instead of stepping just outside of that comfort zone, we are shoved and kicked into that zone labeled as panic? Things may not always go according to our plan, but things always go according to the plan for our lives. In these situations, it's not so easy to bring that feeling of home with us. I wager instead that in situations of unexpected growth, we must find home. The question now is, what are the benefits of finding home, and how do we do so in the first place? Finding home is about more than feeling comfortable. Finding home enables us to grow from an experience. Unexpected growth is an opportunity for even greater development than planned growth. When we are shoved and kicked outside of our comfort zone, either by ourselves or others, we get the choice to sink or swim. When we find home in a new situation, we swim. When we find home in a new situation, we are able to feel completely comfortable being the unique individuals we are created to be. And that is when those experiences are maximized. One of the greatest things about this year has been being able to travel around the country with my ukulele. I have really enjoyed maximizing experiences by finding home with those who also play the uke. From Josh in Mississippi to Madison in Georgia, I have been amazed at how many people I have gotten to meet this year that also play the uke. I've also really enjoyed getting to learn new songs as the year has gone on. And today, right here on stage, I've decided to maximize this experience by combining those two things. This is Brayden, and this is Emily. About a month ago, I decided to rewrite a song by 21 Pilots called The Judge to be all about this concept of home I've been talking about. And today, with the help of Brayden and Emily, and all of y'all, because this is real terrifying, real scary, and very, very new, we're gonna play and sing that song. There's gonna be a lyric video that's gonna help us out, so once you catch on, sing along with us. It's called Find Home. In his fury, so prayed to hide away. He must have forgot what growth's in store, if he's brave enough to step up for more, and take something that makes him feel safe. Find our way through his unknown space, this we must embrace. Find home, oh, oh, don't you see? Find home, oh, oh, don't you see? I know there's a reason to find a growth in every season. I'm free to be me. Na 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 now home. Na 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 now home. fourth one's out. You can tell because it's been harder than the last night. But as if a child comes out to reach that one and learn about, so I head out. Down the route, I think is heading south. But as we search for connections, those of which we aren't without, you can tell there's no objections as a friendship starts to sprout. And now we walk about, and now we join the ones around, thinking, wow, home is found in more than just a house. To find our way through an unknown space, this we must embrace. Find home, oh, oh, don't you see? Find home, oh, oh, don't you see? I know there's a reason to fight for every season I'm free. I don't know if this song is just peculiar or is helpful. I don't know if this one is even influential. I don't know if this song is just peculiar or is helpful. I don't know if this one is even influential. Let's give one more round of applause for Brayden and Emily. When we are able to find home with people like Brayden and Emily, or with something in common like playing the ukulele, we're able to maximize experiences like this. An experience doesn't have to be huge or grand to maximize, however. Finding home enables us to maximize every experience. When we are able to feel completely comfortable being the unique individuals we are created to be, moments that seem unfamiliar turn into memories that will last forever. What will you do to make the most out of the planned and unexpected moments in your life? How will you maximize every experience you get to have? Finding home maximizes experiences. Now, one of my all-time favorite adventures from this past year was spending a week in the mountains at the FFA Leadership Camp in Wyoming. This experience was incredible, but it was also a situation of unexpected growth. Think of it this way. Back home, in little old towns in Delaware, ayo, the elevation is at about, you know, give or take, 70 feet above sea level. Now, at the Wyoming FFA Leadership Camp, the elevation was at about, you know, give or take, 9,000 feet above sea level. Towns in Delaware, Wyoming FFA Leadership Camp. You could say I was pretty much completely out of my comfort zone. As we drive the switchback road up to camp, I look down at my phone, and the reality of not having cell service on top of this mountain begins to set in. We park the truck, hop out, and are immediately blasted in the face with a gust of icy wind. It cut right through the windbreaker I was wearing as if I didn't have a jacket on at all. We duck our heads and head towards the main building to escape the wintry weather by which we were greeted. At this point, I'm having second thoughts. Not only do I not know anyone, and I can't even call my mom to let her know I'm alive, I'm also, apparently, wildly unprepared for the elements of the mountains. It was then that we walked into the canteen, a room warmed by the fireplace, but lit up by the shining faces of the camp counselors, state officers, and camp directors. As they finished their briefing and preparations for the week, I sat down with my binder to go over some materials. They finished up, I closed my binder, and started getting to know some of the camp staff. Almost immediately, the group starts heading back outside into the freezing cold weather. I follow, and as I'm fighting to stand upright in the blistering wind, I realize what's about to go down. A tournament on the volleyball court. Winners take all, losers have to clean the bathhouse before members arrive the next day. High stakes. I immediately joined the state officer's team, and with every point that we win, we celebrated with our ode to Pitch Perfect. If you know it, do it with me. You've been cut off. And then with every point that was scored against us, we rallied with encouragement and high-fives for one another. We battled back and forth with the counselor's team. And as the blistering wind turned into sideways snow and then horizontal, oh wait, no, this is not how weather works. Blistering wind, sideways sleet, and then horizontal snow, we battled that too. We played volleyball in the sideways snow for a solid 2 hours. And while we may have lost to the counselors and the camp directors, I couldn't help but feel right at home with these folks I now call friends. The same thing continued to happen the next day as members arrived and we played volleyball in the sideways snow for another couple of hours. And throughout the week as we experienced sessions, workshops, reflections, and so many other activities. This feeling of home didn't seem to come as a result of anything I had done either. FFA members were helping others feel right at home, myself included. What I quickly realized is that we find home and we help others find home in the same way, by finding something familiar. This looks like discovering something new about a person you just met or creating a shared experience with the people around you. When you help others find home, you find home too. It works both ways. Those counselors, camp directors, and state officers helped me feel right at home on that volleyball court by discovering something that we had in common, a love for competition and volleyball, and also creating a shared experience through that volleyball tournament. This is not a novel experience. That day on the volleyball court, that week on top of a mountain in the Wyoming FA leadership camp, or even this year serving as a national officer. We are able to help others find home every single day. Say you are a state officer this year, like Sam Jesse from Wisconsin, serving your state association by delivering workshops at chapter visits. Help those members feel right at home by creating experiences that enable them to share who they truly are and connect with others. What if you're a senior FFA member like Carly Buckaloo in Georgia? Help members in your chapter find a home by befriending someone new to the chapter and then genuinely caring about helping them feel welcome, just like Carly does at Eastside High School. Say you're new to the chapter in your first or second year in FFA, like Abby, Ethan, Logan, and Alex from Stockbridge Valley FFA chapter in New York. You also have the power to help others feel right at home by reaching out and searching for something in common with people you may have never met. Regardless of position or title, whether we are here for our first national convention or our last, no matter if you are a freshman, a parent, an alumni member, a sponsor, an officer candidate, or anyone else, you have the power to help others feel right at home. How are you doing with this? When was the last time you stepped out of your way to help someone else feel welcome? Or, on the flip side of that, think about a time where you felt alone and isolated in a new situation. What did you do? Or the better question, what did you not do? Instead of simply throwing a pity party for ourselves, reach out and help someone else feel right at home. The byproduct of that is that we ourselves then feel right at home. But the even greater result is that person feels welcome in a situation where they might feel all alone. These members from all across the country have helped others find home. How will you? Finding home equals helping others. Never stop exploring reads the tag on the pitch tent in my front yard. A subtle call for adventure in pursuit of the unknown. Now, that adventure may be planned, like camping out in the front yard as kids, or it may be more unexpected, like camping at 9,000 feet on top of a mountain in Wyoming. Regardless, the expectation is a need for adventure outside of our comfort zone. When that adventure takes us to the uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and unexpected, what will you do? We must find home. No, literally, find home. Helping others maximizes experiences. Home, helping others maximizes experiences. When we are able to feel completely comfortable being the unique individuals we are created to be, we are able to truly find home. Home isn't necessarily a place, y'all. It's a feeling. A feeling that we are meant for more than this temporary home. A reminder that what we're experiencing is the very best it can be. That feeling comes from helping others. The greatest experience of growth is a direct result of helping those around us. Don't you see? Finding home starts with helping others. Then and only then are the experiences you and I get to have maximized. Those members and staff in Wyoming helped me feel right at home. Brayden and Emily decided to help, which made that experience the very best it can be. And my siblings helped me discover the joys of God's creation by starting with adventures that started right where we were planted, in our yard. These experiences and every event that is planned for our lives is able to be its very best when we decide to help others. We are called to love those around us. We exist to give ourselves away. Life is an adventure, but that adventure is a choice. We can choose to live each day for the good of ourselves, or we can choose to use our gifts and talents for the good of those around us, to take advantage of every moment we have in this life and use it to serve others. What will you choose? Find home for others, for yourself, for this world. Helping others maximizes experiences. It really is that simple, y'all. Find home. I'm going home.
Grandpa Dave, Farmer Dave, your thoughtfulness, humility, and quirkiness have given our team life. Thanks for always being up for some Jesus jams, setting up your hammock, and using your dance moves to let the good times roll. You've driven our mom van, and you've driven us to never settle for less than our best. You've shown us to always seek new perspectives. While you're known for your backflips and ukulele, what we will always remember you for are your thoughtful acts of kindness. You can, because you did, and we will love you always. Love, Ashley, Trey, Victoria, Val, and Deshaun. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2016-2017 National FFA President, David Townsend. Yeah!